or kli sharis. Kli resh is klema. He did not have to use a kli sharis. Or kli hashera shei shekriv. The kli hashera b'yoyse shoyi mishamish lashera. Shimish l'sham. The same kelim that his father used the shem of Avodah Zarah, their gidim was using the shem Hashem. So usually it's also Elamai there was a special heter over there. And the yatzi hashera, they used the wood of the hashera. Or muksa v'nevad, that the animal was both. It was both a muksa and it was a nevad. And still used it for korban. So the kids from that postik we can't learn out. Alright, we'll stop here. So Nafchof Tessi Amr Aleph, the Gemara says over there, this last case by Gidoin was a special chiddush what had happened over there. You can't bring any proofs from that case altogether. Because over there, first of all, the Gemara says it was chutz, it was a shchut chutz, it was balayla, it was done by a zar. Now, top of the Gemara says here, it was done with a kli sharis also. He really had no right to do it. Vashas kolema, shlemetket shlehutzvah, he did not have to use the kli sharis. Even though usually a regular korban needs a kli sharis. So that was a special case over there. Then also the Yatzi Asher, he used Yatzi Asher, that's also to use usually Muksa, the animal was Muksa, you usually don't bring for Korban, the Nevat. So I guess from that place of giving, you can't bring any proofs. Nothing more says, Omer Rav Tuvia Bamasna, Omer Rav Yashia, Minayin Lemuksa Minatera. How do we know to say this halacha, that if you set aside an animal, it's also for Korban? How do we know Muksa is also Minatera? So Rashi says, Kasaka Daita, the mean over here was Kasaka Daita of Tochikama. Minayin Shechayiv Odom Lahak says Karbon of the Shemayim. His Havimin was that Ramasta meant to say, how do we know that before you bring a Korbin, first you have to set it aside to Hashem, like to prepare it to Hashem, before you bring it? That was the question. How do you know that? So we answer back, Shenema, the Postik says, the Gemara says, Tishmru Lahak Revli B'mayadoi. We say, watch it first. That Kol Shoysin Loi, Shimmer, that anything you do to a Kodesh Baruch, or any korban you bring, you have to be shomer, you have to watch it first. So, there's such a mitzvah before you bring a korban, it has to be watched, l'shem, a shame korban. Mr. Moore says it's not true. Mask of law, Abaye asked the question back. Elamayatev, so, is Isis Imra, let's say you bring a lamb, the tzuma, a starving one, Rashi says. Imra, the tzuma means keves rov, you bring a hungry, a lamb. And you didn't watch it before l'shem the korban. So this is the first time you're bringing it now. His hochi namid lechozel akrovi. You want to tell me that you can't bring it for korban? Like we never heard that before. So that's not the pshat that say an animal before you bring it for korban, you have to first watch it like l'shem mitzvah shimur. L'shem korban is no such a locha. So Moshe Nechnami Omalei. I know what I meant to say was like this. Tishmru lahakrov libem loyadoi kamina. Meaning to say that a korban you bring to Hashem has to have been only if you did watch it l'shem Hashem. Meaning to say the deek is li to loy l'yodin acher, and not if you set aside this animal once a muksa for a different odin. V'yezeil acher, what's called an acher, somebody else, shemakriv and loy have yoy mezuah v'rez kachovim. Means if you set aside an animal first to worship at Avodah Zarah with it, so such an animal later you cannot use for korban. This is another marker to say that muksa, an animal that was once set aside to be worshipped for Shem Avodah Zarah, even though they didn't worship it yet, still it's awesome to be used for a korban. That's the posture of Tishmu Lakrav Li, that a korban that you bring should only be watched l'mi and not for somebody else, not for Shem Avodah Zarah. Omar Rav, the Gemara says, Omar Rav Bar Ravada, Omar Rav Yitzchok, Ein muksa also, not that we say if you set aside an animal that eventually you plan to worship it, it's also right now to be brought for korban, elad sheyavdu, until you do some work in it, showing that you mean to use the Shem Avodah Zarah. That's where Rashi's first lashon is. Rashi's second lashon is vaker. It's only also up until you do a work with it. But once you do some type of work, that shows that you don't plan to use it for korban anymore, l'shem Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the issa muksa goes off. There's only an issa muksa, kol zman you plan to use it for an Avodah Zarah. But if you do work with it, it shows you don't plan to use it yet anymore for an avodah zarah, then it doesn't become us. Then the yisa goes off. That's Rashi's second lashon. Ula omar Rabbi Yechanan achim siru lekarmi avodah kachavim. Until you give it over to the galochim, to the kermi avodah zarah. So Rashi says that means liachila. That means if you first set aside the animal to worship it. So it has a nisa muksa. The yisa muksa remains on it until you plan like not to use it. What does that mean? That you plan to, and you gave it over now to the galochim, that they should use it for their own food. So since you gave it to them to eat, that shows you don't plan to bring it for korban anymore, l'shem avodah zarah. Therefore the yisa muksa goes off. Now beiho, that's the shem of a chacham, beiho om Rabbi Yechanan, he says over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, so that's beiho om Rabbi Yechanan, ach yechlu karshini avodah kachavim. Same type of a svara, that the yisa muksa goes off once you feed it. Karshinei means food of avodah zarah, Rashi says, shemefat menoisai, that you're stuffing it and fattening it. What's the purpose? The sorach hakoimrim, that you want again the galochim, the workers there, that they should be able to have good food to eat. If so, v'sulei mikravulei, then you don't have das to bring it for korban anymore, l'shem avodah zarah, so then the yisa muksa goes off. So it's all come out the same shita, that if you first set it aside to worship it, so it has the nisa muksa, can be brought for korban, that's only calls in mind, you didn't set it aside for something else. But once you did something to it, to show you don't plan to worship it anymore, then the yisa muksa goes off. Oma le Reb Abba, lebeyo. So Abba said back to lebeyo, maflegisu osan ula. Like, do you argue on ula or not? Are you arguing on ula? Ula before said, Ula said, Ula Yechon Achim Sula Kermer of his Chavim. He said, until you give it over to the Kermer of the Chavim. And they are saying even more than that, until you feed it kashina, you feed it the food, animal food of Avodah Zarah. So are you arguing or not on Ula? She said back, no, Omalei Loi, Ula Nami, Ki Kamuhu, Tishofule Kashina of his Chavim. It's both the same Shita. That Muksa is also until you do something to it to show you don't plan to worship it anymore. So once you go to feed it, this kashina, this animal food, in order to fatten it up, and that shows us you plan the stump to give it to the kohen, to the galochim, therefore it's not awesome. O malei Reb Abba, yoda boho lishnuyim shmaitato. So O malei Reb Abba is like this, that yade beyin, this beyin knows, lishnuyim shmaitato, how to answer the galochis, like he's saying a good chat here. And he said, like a shvach upon him, that the Lord, the Son of Chosm, wouldn't be for the fact that he went up to Eretz Yisrael, lehevi yoda. He wouldn't have known how to learn so well. Because originally he learned, he lived in Bovel. But then he went up to learn in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, the Eretz Yisrael gormalei. It was the schus of Eretz Yisrael that caused him to be such a big Talmud Chacham. Omale Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak is like this. Beyo mikana mikan hevi. They really was from both places. He was from Bovel and from Eretz Yisrael, both places. The Tony Rabbi Chananya, Tritoi, something got the word Dalit, it just be Tony, Nugumar now. Tony Rav Chananya, Tartio Kaimet Rav Yechanan, learned this in front of Rav Yechanan, that Ein Muksa also Elad Sheyasa Bomaisa. The Lechitchilo, when you set aside an animal, like you plan to worship it, so just the Dibur alone, it doesn't become Osa. You have to do a Maisa, you have to do something to show that you really plan to worship it. So you have to do a Maisa to give it an Issa Muksa. And the Mora says, Utoni Lo Bahodwama, he said, and then he explained it, my Maisa, what type of an action do you have to do? Achi Yigzois, either you have to shear it off, like you do in Maisa, shearing off the wool, as if to say, from now on, like I'm going to set it aside to worship it, eventually. Or else for Yavdubo, you have to do some type of a work with it to show that you plan to use it for Nabai Dezara. The Rashi before said, it means to say that you put it on a crane that you want to move the wagon, which you're doing at the Shem Avodah Zarah. If you want to move the wagon towards the Avodah Zarah, so when you make this animal do that, that shows that you plan to use this animal for an Avodah Zarah. So then when you do an action to it, that's when it's called the Yisa Muksa. Now it says, Ezel Nevet. The Mishnah says another Issa that once you worship the animal, so it becomes also for korban, you can't use it anymore. Yeah, but since the animal is a Baal Chai, it's alive, it's not chal on nisr on the animal itself, like it's still muta bachilu, the Mishnah says. You're allowed to eat it. The head, you could eat it. It's only a nisr l'gvoy, you can't bring it for korban. So Mor says, Menuha Namili, how do we know this, that for regular yisro, you're allowed to eat it? The mutarim bachilu lehedyit. Somewhere Papa says, to Yamakro, there's a posuk in Yecheskel that says, Mimashki Yisrael. Means any type of a korban that you bring on the Mizbeach has to be something that's fit for a regular Yisrael to eat it. So we dash to Min Amutali Yisrael. So now it's like this. This is the posuk in Yecheskel. Now, if you think that a neved, once you worship an animal, the animal becomes also Bachilu to a regular Yisrael, it's a Lomali Kro. What do I have to have a posuk to say? It's not fit to be brought for korban. Shita. That since it's not fit for a Jew to eat, it's not fit to be brought by korban. So since I need a special posuk to say that it can't be brought for korban, that's a right to say that's mutar achila. So really, Torah speaks out here. A tema. Teichi tasted. How do I know it's also to lehegya to eat? Do I feel l'gvoya le'misra? Ilav hani kroy d'liyel lehedyet meche teis liyesa. Like, what's the hadam in here? It's only yosa after you have the psukim. Before the posuk, it wouldn't be yosa. But after this posuk, maybe this posuk tells us it's even yosa bachil for Yisrael also. The Torah ends up that yeshleim adochi koma. If you would think that you garmin an isa lehedyet mikro the shemini min yisa l'gvoya, so why does the Torah have to write the isa by kabon? The Torah should have wrote the isa someplace else. If the Torah really meant to say that it's also bachila, the Torah should have stam said, not in the parashah of kabbonis, for an animal that was worshipped, the Shem Avoy Dezor, the Torah should have said it's also bachila. Since the Torah says this issa only by avoida, its mashmah is only an issa legvoya, you can't use it for korban, but lachila it's muta. Nothing more says. The chol heicho, the asir lehed, anytime something's not fit for Yisrael to eat, you want to tell me it's not fit for korban, and you don't need a pasuk for that, leboi kro, if so vo treifa. You have an animal that's a treifa. Its leg came off. The asiru lehedyet, a regular Jew cannot eat it, it's a treifa. Still, lumiyata kro migvoya, we had before, the special miyata kro, you can't bring a treifa for korban. The time you learned, kishuwaima min abok, when the pasuk says min abok alamato, shein tam lev, like an extra pasuk, we don't need it. Ella, the reason why it says it, Loiti is a treifa, tells that he can't use an animal as a treifa for a korban. You see, you need a special posuk to say a treifa is no good. The question is why? It's not called Mimashki Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat it, so the korb shita shouldn't be good for a korban. Tamar says, no, I'll tell you to Lisrach. We need a posuk here. Because otherwise, I would have thought to say, Hani Mili, when is there a chsarin for Mashki Yisrael? The nitra thought, well, first the animal was a treifa, it was us to eat. And then, Yachakach Niskacha, then you were Makadish it. So therefore we say, B'shas Kedusha wasn't fit to be eaten, so it's never Chalak Dusha Sakrovam, you can't bring it for korban. Abba, what's going to be, Niskacha, first you were Mekadish this animal, you gave the Kedusha Saguf, and then later, V'yachakach Nitrifa, then later became a Treifa. Eva, I would have thought to say that this Torah Gvoya, maybe that is no Mias from a Mashki Yisrael, maybe this Treifa now is still fit for korban. Since L'chatchilu, the Kedusha was Chal, maybe it's still fit. So Kamash from this posuk here, Minaboka, they say no, that Lamaisa right now the animal, the treifa can't be brought for korban. So Mor still asks, for your Mahokanach, we learn that from this posuk, but for Mahokanach, there's another posuk that teaches us this. The posuk says, by Maisa Behema, that Kola Shayav or Takas a Shevet, any animal that could walk through the Shevet when you count them. So Yadarshan Prat the treifa Shenga Veris, Prat for an animal that has its leg cut off and that can't walk. So that can't be Maisa Behem, that can't be fit for korban. So we have another pasuk to say that a treifa is not fit for korban. So what do you have to have three pesukim for? So Mor says yes. Hahu nami yitzuk, we need the third pasuk also. Because otherwise, Sakot Antichim, I would have thought to say, with the first two pesukim, Mamashki Yisrael, the Mamina Bokom, Hani Mili, when those pesukim apply, Hechad Deloi Hoysel Lashas HaKosha. What does that mean to say? Denol the treifa Mamei Ima. Only when the animal was born a treifa from its mother. It was born a treifum, then it was not fit, that's not fit for korban. Avol heichodois l'shasa koishor, but the animal first was fit to be brought for korban. And v'yotzas li'avroilum, it was like born, and it wasn't a treifum yet. V'yachakach nitrifor, that later became a treifum, eimet ishtero l'gvoya, maybe that tank was mutal l'gvoya. in a chanami. Maybe this animal should be mutter l'gvoya. If it was born healthy and then later became a treifa, maybe that's not a chsar altogether. It's kamashulon, yes. Even though the animal was once fit, so what? The goalposts are the way it is right now. If right now it's not fit, it's a treifa, that's a mita krua, it's not fit for a korban. So kitzi nitaka three psukim to my mind. The mask Yisroel, Mina Bokar, and this Rosh Yir, Kolashi Yavatakas HaShemet. The other Mishnah says, V'yezeyu Esnan, what's called an Esnan, that they can't use this animal for carbon, that means the pay that he gives to a Zayna, that's like this, Ha'imu L'Zayna, if Yisroel says to a Zayna, Ha'ilech T'leze, take this lamb, B'schorcha for your pay, and then he lives with her, so that T'le is also to be used for carbon. Afilu Renkuf, even if he gives her 100 tzloyim, is kulam asurim, they're all also to use for carbon. V'chein, the same thing, Ha'im L'chavera, somebody says to his friend, Ha'ilech tleze, I'll pay you this tle, I'm giving you this tle, V'tolet shivchasech ha'etzel avdi, and let your shivcha live with my eved ivri. So what's going to be in a case like this? So someone now girls the word V'chein, some just stand. There's a new case in the Mishnah now. What's going to be Istanbul? Somebody says to his friend, he says, I'll give you this tzle, I'm not that you can let your shivcha kananis live with my eved, ivri. So question, Rav Meir says, Eino Esnan, that's not called an Esnan, because she's not also to an eved ivri. An eved ivri is not to live with a shivcha. The Chum say, no, Esnan, yes, it has an Issa. So the thing the Morris says, the Machlekes is, when you have an Eved Ivri that does not have his own wife, that's what the Torah says, the master's allowed to give his Eved Ivri a shifchon, that's only if he was married before. But in Begapa Yotzev, an Eved Ivri comes in alone, he's not allowed to give him a shifcha. So if the master gives him a shifcha, that's a Machlekes, is that called an Erva, a Nisa Esnan, or maybe not, Stam, he shouldn't have done it, but a Nisa Esnan is not called. That's a Machlekes. The other Gemara says, Amma, what we just said in the Mishnah, even if you give the Zayna 100 Teloyim, Kulur Asurim, they're all lost, so they have Nisr Esnam. So, what's the case talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Elaim of the Shaklaim, Agro, Meya Behemoth, that you made up with the Zayna, that you'll pay your 100 Behemoths to let her live with you. And so, the Mapshita, the Kuli Asuri, of course they're all lost. Mali Chad, Mali Mei, what's the difference? You made up the price to pay one, a pair of 100. That's the pay for this nus, so Pshita that has the is, the rest man Zoyna. So as the Lasrich, the Kiddush of the Mishnah is like this, that really the Shakra Agro Chodah. First, she made up, if you give me one tle, I'll live with you. So really your pay was supposed to only be one. And then later, Lamaisa, when he went to pay her, for Yoiv Lameya, that he gave her 100, like on his own, he gave her 100. That's the Kiddush. To kula mikay ches nakosi. The maisa, why is he giving 100? Because of the beer, because of his nus. So even though we didn't have to, but now that he gives us 100, considered all being paid for this nus, they're all called an esnan zayna. Tana Rabban, learn like this. No san lo, let's say the man gives the zayna the tlam, for loy bo le, but the man does not live with her. Or else, let's say bo le, the man lives with her, for loy no san lo, he does not give her the animal, is mutter. So then the animal has no wis esnan, you'll let her bring it for carbon. So Moses says, let's see, what are you talking about? No son love, he gave it to her. For like bolen, he didn't live with her. For the Gemara, it's nena, chorus like pshita. That's not called a present. That's not called pay for this nus. You didn't live with her. So what do you have to tell me? It's mutter, pshita, it's mutter. Vesu, secondly, what did you say? Bolen, if the man lives with her, for loy noslan, and he does not give her any animal, so it's not awesome. For the Gemara, my yoivlo, what did he give her? There's no animal here. It's mutter. Then what are you talking about? If he didn't give her an animal, so there's nothing to talk about. There's no animal here to say that it should be mutter, should be yosa. So what does the Braisa mean to say? So Mar says true. El the hokikatoni. This is what the Braisa means to say. Hokikatoni. No san lo. Let's say the man gives the zayna an animal, and then biyachakach bole, and then lady lives with her. So that's the chiddush that since Peshas he lived with her. And then we'll see. He gave the animal first, then lived with her. Or else, bo leho, first he lived with her. The yachakach nosan lo, and then later he gives her the tle, is at nena mutter. In both these two cases, the tle is mutter. That's the chiddush of the braisa. Even though he lived with her, but if he gave it to her either before this nus, or he gave it to her after the znus, then the yesnan is muta. It's only Yosef Yepeya b'shas you live with her. For the more why, v'leichel alei esnan l'mafreya. In the case where, let's say, you gave it to her first, and then later you live with her. So b'shas you live with her, you have this znus, if she still has the animal, so it should be chal now, and this esnan on it. Why is it muta? So what do you say, if you gave it to her first, and then you have znus, it's muta, why? Now that you live with them, and this is the pay, she has the pay, so she'll be chal b'nesman on it now. So when it's true, Omer Rav Lozer, Rav Lozer says, the case he's talking about,